بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد الشعر عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is يا صبح يا مدينة يا شام يا مدينة.
يا صبح يا مدينة يا شام يا مدينة مبارك تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. بنا جانے کیا جام مینا یا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ. بنا جانے کیا جام مینا یا عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش حرام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر مد نظر احترام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 پرا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطا نیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. نگاہوں میں سلطا نیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر امیدو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. ہو آزاد تخت غمید و جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسولہ الکریم. اما بعد, beautiful poem of مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, person with great love of Medina Sharif. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us also some of that love of Medina Munawwara. So Hazrat said, while he was going back from Medina Munawwara, in this poem, Hazrat Allah ta'ala inspired him, speaking about the love of Medina Sharif. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create within ourselves also the love of these Mubarak places, that our heart must be inclined towards them. We must make dua for the inhabitants of Medina Sharif, Harami Sharif, and always Masjid Aqsa, Jiza wa Marakiz. Our connection must be with them all the time. So Hazrat says, Ya Subh-e Madina, Ya Sham-e Madina, this thing in Madina Munawwara, the morning and the evening, how wonderful it is, the wind of Madina Munawwara blowing upon a person. May Allah Ta'ala give us that love. We do not know really, in today's time at least, there's a lot of conveniences, easiness there. But in the past eras, where our Akabir and our elders went to stay in Madina Sharif, and there was great difficulty, about approximately about 100 years ago, there was nothing much in Madina Sharif. Many of our elders, if you read the life of Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, stayed in Medina Sharif, and what difficulties and sacrifices they had to make at that time. At that time, the king of the ruler, he was actually at the time of Hajj, he stand at the shore and tell the people, please stay in Medina Sharif, I'm giving you visas free of charge, you must just please stay in Medina Sharif. And very few people stayed in Medina Sharif. And many of our elders from Hindustan, Pakistan, just because of the virtues of staying in Medina Sharif, passing away in Medina Sharif, they actually made hijrat and they stayed there. And a lot of sacrifices, because throughout the year there was no one staying in Medina Sharif besides the month of Ramadan and Hajj time, and people used to come. Besides the rest of the year, there was a lot of poverty and difficulty, and that is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually gave glad tidings and a lot of virtue for the person who stays in Medina Sharif and he bears all the difficulties and tribulations. We read the story of Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Alayhi, see what sacrifices they made really to live in Medina Sharif. So anyhow, but they had love for Medina Sharif because it was a Mubarak place of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi also, Hazrat mentioned many times that when he got his Iqamah to stay in Medina Sharif, how happy he was, and he kept Roza for 40 days to show the happiness, to thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for what a great gift that Allah Ta'ala had given to him. He was allowed to stay in the Mubarak and blessed city of Medina Sharif. So Hazrat says here that staying in Medina Sharif, this morning of Medina Sharif, the evening of Medina Sharif, very, very blessed is the staying of a person in this blessed land. Even if it's for one day, for 2 days, for 5 days, and imagine those people who are staying there for very long. Today we were reading in class, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, when the people surrounded his house and they wanted to assassinate Uthman radiallahu anhu, so some of the Sahaba gave him, Hazrat Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu anhu, gave him 3 choices. You can either stay in Medina Sharif, and then we will get people to surround the house and they will help and assist you. We got the numbers, we will kill these people who want to cause harm to you. And the second thing is, we'll make a hole in the back of the house, and we'll got your conveyance, and you run away to Makkah Mukarrama, you'll be safe there. Third thing, we can go to Sham, and if we go to Sham, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is there, will look after you. So Usman radiallahu anhu said that going out to Makkah Mukarrama, I do not want people to make my blood halal there in Makkah Mukarrama to cause harm to me there in such a Mubarak place. And number two, we can get the people to surround me and help and assist me, but I don't want to be the first person to shed blood in the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And third thing, you say, I must go to Sham, but I cannot bear to go away from the resting place of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must leave the place, Darul Hijrat, place where I made Hijrat. And I must leave the place where I was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, the word is Mujawarat. We were in the neighborhood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I must leave that place. No, I'm prepared to give my life, but I can't leave Medina Sharif. So what really love Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu had. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he made dua that, Allah ta'ala, give me shahadat. Fi sabilik, grant me shahadat in your path and let me pass away in Medina Sharif. People said, it's an impossible dua you're making. How can you get shahadat here? There are no Muslim, there is no jihad here. But Allah Ta'ala sent one of the Abu Lu'lu Majusi, he'd come for a court case, he'd come to Medina Sharif, somebody had sent him, and because of the day, he
he martyred Umar radiallahu anhu, so his dua also was accepted. So we also should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not worthy of it. So Allah ta'ala grant us also mawt in Medina Sharif to live in the precincts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amongst the people who will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah, who will be given the special intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah, are those people who are buried in Baqi. So that is why many people, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, he refused to even go for Nafal Hajj. Besides his Farz Hajj, he only stayed in Medina Sharif. So once he had the desire to go, so he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, 5. So now he was very perishan. What does it mean? I've got 5 days to live, 5 months to live, 5 years to live. Well, can I go for Hajj? Can't I go? So he told his servant that you go and find out from Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi, was a very great interpreter of dreams. What's the interpretation of this dream? So when he went to him, the servant went. So he asked, you never saw this dream? Imam Malik rahmatullah said, don't tell him who saw the dream. He said, somebody sent me. He said, but it couldn't have been you. So only the most learned person of Medina Munawwara could have had this dream here. So then he said, the servant went back. Imam Malik rahmatullah said, okay, tell him who, it's me. Then he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making ishara, a sign that by the knowledge of Allah ta'ala, there are 5 things. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. Only Allah has got knowledge of Qiyamah. Allah knows, inna Allah indahu wa yunazzilu al-ghayth, when the rains will come down, how much will come down, wa ya'alamu ma fil arham, exactly what is in the womb of the mother, the akhlaq, the character of the child, everything Allah ta'ala knows about the child. Wa ma tadri nafsun bi ayyi ardin tamut, wa ma tadri nafsun ma taksibu ghadan. No person knows what he will earn tomorrow, and no person knows where he will die, which land he will die. So these are among the 5 things which no person can ever know. So then Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi understood, now you have been told, you do not know when your death will come. But he remained in Medina Sharif until eventually he passed away in Medina Munawwara. So Allah give us the love of Medina Sharif also. Then Hazrat says that Bala jaane kya jaam o meena ya alam, tera kef e khush haram e Medina. What will the people of this dunya who are drinking wine, alcohol, enjoying themselves in the taverns, what will they understand about the enjoyment you are getting, oh inhabitants of Medina Sharif? And this is if a person whose heart is made, our hearts are completely dead, we go there maybe, we don't even feel that. But those people whose hearts are made, and they go and stand in front of Rosa and Mubarak, the feeling they get, what a different condition overcomes a person. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi, Mawlana Yusuf Matala writes that we used to take him in at the Rosa and Mubarak. And as the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi, he refused to go in front. Normally we have to pass by the front, nowadays it's difficult. But he never used to go make salam from the front, always at the behind side, that he used to come and sit there only. He got no humor to go in front. And then as I said, he used to leave there 9 o'clock in the morning and he start crying. And 3 hours continuously he used to cry. And then they would come 12 o'clock and take him away, and he was still crying at that time. What enjoyment, what du'as he must have been making, what istighfar and tawbah, that I'm not worthy of being in this blessed land of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not 1 day, 2 days, we go for 1 week, 2 weeks to make a bit of ibadat. But he stayed there for years, for a couple of years of his life he stayed there. So what feelings they must have had in their hearts. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned that once, he went with Hazrat Shah Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, and it was one of the big nights, it's been third night or something, and Hazrat, they were in the room, and Hazrat said, come, you're going to the Rosa. So Mita said, Hazrat, you'll get tired. Hazrat said, you don't want to come, you don't come, I'm going. So they woke up, and they went in the haram, to people performing salah there. Hazrat went and sat down in the gathering of people, and it was for the 23rd night. It was a very quiet night, very surprising. The haram was like empty. And then the person made salam, he was reading salat, Hazrat joined in the salat. After he made salam, he pointed to Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah, may you make the dua. Like he knew Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah. Hazrat made the dua, and then Hazrat went in front of Rosa in Mubarak and started making, standing and making salam. Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah said, I was standing next to Hazrat, and he says that I just put my hand into Hazrat. And actually I could feel something going through my body, so much of ruhaniyat and spirituality, like electric shocks going through my body. He said, I was thinking what must be in Hazrat's heart, what feeling they must have got in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when I came out, I said, Hazrat, maaf, I put my hand in yours. And he said, what are you asking for maaf? Aaj maine bahut khub dua ki aapke liye. Today I made so much of dua for you. So anyhow, these are buzurgani deen, awliya Allah. We just saying these stories to inspire us to understand our buzurgani deen, what high levels they had of ruhaniyat and spirituality. May Allah give us tawfiq when we go there also, our hearts completely free from guna and sin, then a person can really acquire all of the anwarat which is there. So what enjoyment the people of the dunya know when compared to the people who are living in Medina Sharif and getting the true enjoyment of Medina Sharif. Medina ki galiyon mein har ek kadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram-e Medina. In the alleys of Medina Sharif, on every step a person must always keep in mind the ihtiram and the honor of Medina Sharif. These are amongst the وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who respects and honors the sha'air, the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is a clear sign he's got taqwa in his heart. So all of these places, ulama write different sha'air of Islam. One is the masjid itself, so also is among the sha'air of Islam. One is the adhan, is the sha'air of Allah. The Quran Sharif is the sha'air of our deen. And the Haramain Sharifin, places of Hajj, all of these are special signs of Islam. So all of these things, a person has to have full respect, and the amount of respect a person has for Quran Sharif, of all of these things, that's how much a person will progress. So in Medina Sharif, every qadam, every footstep a person is going, he must have in mind that where am I? I am in the very Mubarak and blessed place. It's mentioned about Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, that he himself also, he refused to pass, to relieve himself in the precincts of Medina Sharif itself. So he used to walk out of the precincts of Medina Sharif just to relieve himself and then come back inside. It must not happen that some place I pass, or I relieve myself, and I'm on the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And Mawlana Qasim al-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned also famous, from a distance when he used to see the Rauza-i Mubarak, he used to remove his shoes. How can I walk in this place where my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked? And then he would keep his shoes on the side, and then he would walk, and all the stones, and all of these things, the people behind used to try to imitate him, take out their shoes. He said, we walk for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, our legs are paining, and we immediately put our shoes back on. But Mawlana Qasim al-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi used to walk, his leg used to be bleeding, but out of the respect of Medina Sharif, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability, some of that love which our Akabir had in their hearts for the place of Medina Sharif. So much of honor they had for this Mubarak places. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. Just taking the name of Medina Munawwara, what enjoyment the person gets. So obviously a person who's got love for the place, he will be thinking about the place, thinking when can I go there also, have the desire, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always have the feeling in his heart of Medina Sharif. If you cannot go physically, minimum we can make Durood Sharif. Send our salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take out some time, 5 minutes, and think to ourselves, we are sitting in front of Rauza and Mubarak. And in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are sending our salawat and Durood upon him. So automatically there will be so much of enjoyment in that Durood also. One is the person is just reciting. One is we take our tasbih, we sit in a place, and now we start making muraqabah and thinking where we are in front of the King of both the world, in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are full of sins, really very weak, but we are sending our salawat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is listening to us and he is replying to us. Subhanallah, what a great thing it is. Ulama say that if a person is in any problem in his life, then there are two ways to come out of problems. The one way of coming out of problems is to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making dua Allah ta'ala removes problems from a person's life. And the other they say is to recite salawat and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in great abundance. And the reason for this they say is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was his habit during his life. If anybody gave him a hadiah, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would always give something better. Either something monetarily he would give something better, or otherwise he would make dua for that person. And the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how great is that? So they say similarly when we are sending our salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's a hadiah. And really what is our hadiah compared to what the dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making for us? When we are sending one durood, he is sending durood back upon us. He is sending dua of rahmat for us. So we are getting that dua. So whatever problems a person has got, he is getting the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reciprocating. So inshallah that person will come out of his problems and difficulties. So this is one very easy ilaj and system our Buzrugani Deen have mentioned. And regarding the day also, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned one incident of our ibadat. Really, what is the condition of our ibadat? So he says once there was a village dweller, and he heard of the king Harun al-Rashid, and there was drought in Baghdad. So he said, let me go to Baghdad and take him a hadiah, a gift, because here we've got a nice pond here, and there's some fresh sweet water here. I will take it to Harun al-Rashid. He must be going through difficulty, that's so much for us. So anyhow, he filled up 1-2 barrels of water, and he started on his journey. It was a long journey, maybe about 3 months. So he took cool, nice cool water. But now in the barrel, after 3 months, what will happen to the water? It will be stinking, smelling. And anyhow, he brought it to the king. And then he came into the court, he was frightened, standing in the back. Harun al-Rashid was speaking to all the people, having all his court cases. At the end of the day, he saw somebody new, he called him in front. He said, come here. See, what is this? He said, I came to 3 months journey. I said, there's drought here in Baghdad, he must be going through some difficulty. So I brought this water for you. This is a hadiah. So Harun al-Rashid opened it, it was stinking, smelling, horrible. But he was a king. He said, Mashallah, Jazakallah, what a wonderful gift you gave me. So he told the courtiers, come here, take out this, whatever water is in here, put it somewhere, and fill it up with jewels. and we'll give it back to this person. And then let him stay in the royal palace for a few days, give him a nice clothing to wear, make him comfortable. So anyhow, they did that. And then when they were going back, Harun Rashid said, they must take him now with the royal entourage. And while they were going past, let him just pass our Tigris River and the Euphrates River. So you can see what sweet water we got. So much of water we got. So much of sweet water and much better water what he has given us. So we just accepted the hadiah because it's our kindness. That his own ihsan upon us. So Imam Rumi rahmatullah said, this is the condition of our ibadat, our durood, our actions which we are doing. It's completely useless, weakless. It actually is bi'adabi. It's disrespect. Like how he took that water, the king could have punished him. You're bringing such filthy and dirty water to me. He could have punished him. But he was a king's heart. He gave so much back. So our durood also presenting to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much of weaknesses and faults. Our amal are presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine what he's looking at our amal. My ummati is doing this action. And then we are presenting a hadiah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But his heart is so big. And the favors of Allah ta'ala are much, much more greater. So that is why a person must never get pride also. We are doing little bit of ibadat. This is the condition of our ibadat. But we do whatever little bit. And we know Allah is kareem. Allah, he favors and he forgives in great abundance. And our durood also is nothing at all, not worthy of at all. But we are sending it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's also kareem. And inshallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make dua for us on behalf of, because of our sending our durood upon him. So just taking the name of Madina Sharif, so much of enjoyment it gives. Nigaho mein sultaniyat hai chogi, jo paayega dil mein payame Madina. A person who has in his heart the message of Madina Sharif, then the whole kingdoms of this world will fall from his eyes. What is the peygam of Madina Sharif? The real peygam is that we have to prepare for akhirat. Build up your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, get love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow his lifestyle, and prepare right for akhirat. When a person has got this in front of him, then all the things of this dunya, the sultan, all the kingdoms of this world will fall in that person's eyes. He won't have honor for it, respect for it. This is something very great. Because he knows I'm leaving this world, it's a short while. One person has given a beautiful example. There's one youngster, he's sitting and playing with a sand castle. He's building a sand castle. And he's sitting and so excited, he's building it up slowly, slowly, slowly. And there's another man, 30 years older than him, he's sitting also in his office. And he's also building sand castles. From nothing, they're making something. So this man is making from the sand on the ground. He's also making buildings, all of sand. He said, but there's a difference between the two. The young boy never had his heart in that. He knew at the end of the day, my father will come and fetch me. And the waves will come from the ocean and take this whole sand castle away. And when he comes, he starts clapping his hands, he starts laughing. Because his heart wasn't in there. He knew it was going away. But that man sitting in his office, 30 years later, he's sitting now and he's built up his sand castles also. All made of sand. But now the waves are coming. I think his life is going, problems are coming in his life. Now he's shouting, he's screaming, he's fighting. And he's not happy at all. His heart was in there. So they asked the question, who was more intelligent? That small youngster who never placed his heart in the sand castle, or that big person who had his full heart in the sand castles? The things of dunya are all sand castles. They were made from sand. They are of sand. They will return back to sand. So how a person who has got the yaqeen of akhirat, may Allah give myself first, all of us, and this is the lesson Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. His whole life, if you look, was simplicity. What was his eating? What was his drinking? What was his bedding? What was his food? His lifestyle, his conveyances, everything was simple. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was told, you can have the mountains of gold if you want to. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose to be a servant. And one of the reasons is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to show his ummati that this is not the object of our life. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Umar radiallahu anhu, that my example is like a person riding an animal. He goes under a tree, he rests for a short while, then he wakes up and he goes away. So what does he have to do with his dunya? Ma'ali wa lid dunya. What is my connection with his dunya? No connection at all. I'm leaving this world very soon. So why must I put my heart in these things? So a person who's got this reality, the message of Madina Sharif is coming to his heart, then all the kingdoms of this dunya will fall from his eyes. He'll never have the love of the dunya in his heart. So may Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq. And an intelligent person, Hazrat on Saturday, and Laylatul Ahad, mashallah, that Ashir, which he mentioned, was such a beautiful, explained it, that an intelligent person is he who look at the final result. That finally I'll become a nana, or a dada, or a nani, or a dadi. This is what I'm going to become eventually. Think of your final result. So once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he showed them, there was in the outskirts of Madina Sharif, they used to have these dumb places. So when he went there, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, look here on these dumb places. There were some pieces of cloth there, there were some bones there, there were some skulls there, and there were some excreta. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is what your life is. This is the effort you are making in your whole life. And this is the final result. You look at the excreta. This is the food you are running after, the delicacies, making fikr. I need this food, I want this, I want to taste this food. You went to different places just to acquire that food. You never looked at halal and haram. And finally, this is the final result of that food. And the wonderful conveyances you had, smart conveyances, and how much effort you made for them, and how much of pride and arrogance you had with it, here's the bones lying here today. This is the final result of it. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you see this pieces of cloth, this was the clothing which you walked. You went to visit the kings of the dunya, and you had pride and arrogance when you're walking with this kind of clothing. But what was the final result of the clothing here, Zithya? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in your mind, in your brains, you had lofty ideas, hopes. I'm going to live so long in this dunya, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And the scars of yours were filled with greed. There's the final result, there's the scars here on the ground. You see, if you want to look at the reality of dunya, look at this. Sahaba radiallahu anhu started crying when they saw this here. This was the reality of the dunya. May Allah give us the reality of it also. So when this comes into a person, then the whole, from a person's gaze, all the kingdoms of the world will fall from his eyes. He won't find any enjoyment in that. Sukune jaha tum kaha dhunte ho, sukune jaha e nizam e Medina. In the system of Medina Sharif, in the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is where a person will find peace of mind, contentment of heart. And Ambiya alayhi wa sallatu wa sallam were given the most difficult tests and examinations. They went through great difficulties in their life. If you study the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 years in the valley of Abu Talib, coming out, being banished from Makkah Mukarramah, going to Medina Munawwara, the jihad which took place every year, Badr, 1 year, next year Uhud, next year they went for Hudaybiyah, then there was Khandaq, then after that there was Tabuk. What difficult battles, so many people passing away in front of your eyes. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his heart, he would still smile. If one of us will have to go to the psychiatrist, we lose our mind, parishan. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a heart he had. Following the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, outwardly a person can go through difficulties. But Allah will keep that person's heart happy. So the sukoon is jahan, the peace of mind and contentment of heart is found in the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. In the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the tilawat of Quran Sharif, in salat, in there a person will find the peace of mind, contentment of heart. And Abu al-Hasan Ali Najwi rahmatullahi beautifully he's written one kitab on the four pillars of Islam. So in there he wrote about salat. And he said through sajda, how many kingdoms have been destroyed? What people got in their sajda? Just they bowing their head before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They changed the history of mankind by the power of the sajda. Imagine we've got such powerful things. We've got dhikr, we've got dua, we've got salat. But we haven't got the reality of it. So may Allah give us. So in there a person will find peace of mind, contentment of heart. Hazrat says, جو ہو آزاد اختر غمے دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. A person who becomes a slave of Medina Munawwara, this person will be freed from the sorrows of both the worlds. Dunya also, he will have outward difficulties, but Allah will make his heart happy. And in Akhirat, obviously he was a servant of Medina, slave of Medina Sharif, he will have easiness in the Qabr also on the day of Qiyamah, forever and forever in the year after. So this is the path a person has to take, becoming a true slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a slave of Medina Sharif. The ulama say, for us to become a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, firstly we have to become a slave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, means itibai sunnah completely. And for that, to get it, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, we have to follow our mashayikh. Whatever our mashayikh tell us, try to follow in their footsteps. When a person does this, then eventually he will get the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from there a person will progress to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for this, to always come for the majalis, to listen to the advices and to make amal upon them, Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم. This kitab Kashful Ma'rifat, in which Hazrat has put miscellaneous subjects in it, Allah to Hazrat explains various points. Yeah, what we are discussing today is Sirati Mustaqim or Ihlullah ki Sohbat wa Rifaqat, the straight path. Sirati Mustaqim that we ask in every namaz of ours, and every rakat the Imam reads for us, or we read, but we read Surah Fatiha, and in there we are asking for Sirati Mustaqim, and that shows that how important that is. And together with that, beautifully Hazrat has explained that the company of the righteous and the pious, the true, genuine, sincere friends of Allah Ta'ala, how that is coupled with Sirati Mustaqim. Not only the dua alone is sufficient, but that a person must have the company of the righteous and the pious as well. And Alhamdulillah, that we, for example, come here, everyone has come for that, that I get hidayat, my islah be made. So that intention of ours, and what is all that, is that I walk the straight path. We all want Sirati Mustaqim. So when we come with that, every one of us has got that desire. So we are counted amongst those people by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And when we are counted amongst them, then inshallah, what the fazl of Allah, the grace, the mercy of Allah which comes upon those who have reached there already, yeah, Allah Ta'ala will give these people also that same inshallah. So by coming and all of us having that fikr, inshallah Allah Ta'ala will bless us all getting together, and all this, the benefit of it that comes. As we explained a few times, just to refresh our minds again, this example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali taught us from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that if a person has various bulbs, globes in our time, and all of different strengths, 15 watts, 70, 75 watts, 100 watts, 1000 watts. So everyone's light is according to how much of wattage it has got. But when that light comes in the atmosphere, you can't say that this light is from this globe or from that bulb. They are all one now. And now everyone benefits. Even the weakest bulb, which may be 0 watt also, small little light it has got, but now that bright light that is there, it also benefits. And the one that has got the strongest of light, that's the 1500 watts, 3000 watts, big light, flood light, that also benefits, because that 3000 and that one that has got 15 is 3015. So it also benefits. So we all benefit by this gathering. And Allah open our hearts, and we ponder in that way, then this also opens for us. So Sirati Mustaqim, to walk the straight path, is coupled with the company, and this is the occasion that we get together for this purpose, and then we all benefit from this Noor and from one another, where everyone is also a wali of Allah, is also and everyone else benefits from that. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali farmate the, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Ihdina Sirat al Mustaqim, that in this ayat, that O Allah, guide us to the straight path. Then the next ayat after that, Sirat al Ladina An'amta Alayhim, which is that straight path. How do we know which is the straight path? It is the path of those people on whom you have made your in'am, on whom you have shown your blessings, your favors, on whom you have shown. And that he used to say, from there till Ba'alneen, till the end of the surah, is all an explanation of Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. All this explains what is that straight path. Straight path, those people on whom Allah showed His favor, and the other side, things are understood when the opposite is clear, made clear. So not the path of those people, غير المغضوب عليهم, on whom Allah's anger has come, the Jews, وللضالين, and not the people who have gone astray, the Christians, or not that path. Show us the path of those people, as Hazrat explains here in front, من الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. Show us that path, the path of the Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin. That is that path which is mun'am alayhim. Allah's favors has come upon those people. Or in aam walo ki nishandahi, dusri ayat mein farmayi gayi. Who are those people on whom an'amta, that you have shown your favors upon them, that has been shown in another ayat, ke wo mun'am alayhim anbiya, siddiqeen, shuhada, or salihin hai. These are those people. So we should look at the lives of the anbiya. Today no nabi, so we can't be in their company.
Siddiqeen, they are till today also. Allah give us tawfiq to find them and to be in their company. What a great opportunity. Shuhada, a person has passed away, has become a shaheed. And then of course, Saliheen, which is very common. There are many people who are the Saliheen. And there are those people, among the Saliheen, are those also who may be business people, who may be ordinary people like what we think from a Shariat point of view. But they have got those great qualities. They are also Saliheen. So to be in their company, a person benefits also very greatly. It is also for this reason that when a person gets married also, both sides, husband and wife, must look for somebody who is God-deen in that person. Because the most of your time, normally after marriage, you spend with your spouse. So if they are pious, you'll have pious company all the time. So this is also very, very important that we also try and become pious, our wives also be pious, the husbands also, and then the company we are sharing. You are sleeping at night together 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever the time might be. You are spending the time in the company of Saliheen. What a great thing it is. Allah Ta'ala make us all amongst the Saliheen. And if we make that little bit more effort, and we make our children also Saliheen. So we are all the time in the company of the Saliheen.
الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا.
And this is أفعال التعجب. That is that to those that how wonderful, how beautiful this is. The رفاقة, the company of these people is something so great. At the same time, we should think that which company do we prefer today? Unfortunately, how many articles are coming out? Allah give us our understanding and hidayat. Otherwise, the cell phone is our main company today. And what is on the cell phone? And what it can access? Though it is not on the phone, perhaps. And the person, mashallah, is using the phone only for good things. But it is there. And it has an effect on a person. Whatever, all these things have an effect on a person. A person who's got, for example, Allah save us all, kufr in his heart. It is inside. We might not know he has got it. A person, Allah protect us all, is a munafiq. We don't know, we take him as a very good Muslim, but he's got nifaq. It's going to affect a person. Hazrat gave this beautiful example that if some friends staying together in a hostel, dormitory, wherever, in a residence situation, and some friends play a prank on one friend, and they put some laxative in his food. Now when they put that laxative in that food, and it might be so strong, might die also, but even if he dies, he won't get the guna of committing suicide. He didn't do it himself, he didn't know about it, but he will go be suffering the consequences of it. So just like that, all these evils which are there, though we're not going into it, it's not into, but it's there, the consequences are going to affect us. So today we should see what our company is. And more than that, today we find nothing wrong, company of sports people, we justify it also. That in Islam also, Islam doesn't prohibit sports or anything like that. But today we know how much of harm and how much of terrible things there are in them. One friend was telling us that his friend wanted to go for a soccer match and he said, I'm not going. Though he also likes his soccer, but he said, I'm not going. The friend went, and when whichever team won, they sprayed alcohol there. And they sprayed him also. Now the consequences you have to suffer. Like that we say sports is alright, nothing wrong. But there are so many, and today it has become more than a religion. It is like a god sport. So all these things, what company, each one of us must see what our company is all the time. Which company are we having? And it also comes, may Allah be merciful and kind to us, when a person passes away, what company he had all the time in his life, that company comes in front of him at the time of mort. If we had other wrong, bad company, and that has to come in front of us at the time of mort, how sad it will be, and how disastrous it will be. So, یہ آخری جملہ بھی بتاتا ہے کہ ان حضرات سے حسن رفاقت حاصل کرو. The last part of the ayat, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, that part Hazrat writes here, also shows that a person must get good company. He must try and have good company. And one way, Allah give us all tawfiq, we speak about it, but how much myself, all of us make amal to have ta'aleem at home. And how much do we have ta'aleem? If we have ta'aleem, it is a very great thing. Even for 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes we have ta'aleem. Because ta'aleem is ayat of Quran Sharif, hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the best kitabs today, there are many good kitabs, we can do whichever one we want to, but which is commonly when we speak about ta'aleem, fadail-e amal. So in there, qissas of all the buzurgani deen. So all that, Allah's rahmat comes down. Hadith is read, Allah's rahmat is coming down. So we are in good company all the time. Quran Sharif is read at home, it is the kalam of Allah ta'ala. Malaika abound where Quran Sharif is recited. Allah's rahmat comes down and we are in that company. These are the means of correcting our lives, getting a good mental and spiritual heart also, everything being inclined towards good when we have these things in our home. But our homes, more we are filled with our laptops, with the computers, all they are on all the time. And Allah save us if the TV is on, and all the things that are coming on the TV all the time, then what condition? Eh? Today, that bad company, we don't have to go to it, they don't have to come. They just made a connection and it is in our homes. Today, very sadly, almost all our homes are filled with all these things. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. اگرچہ جملہ خبریہ ہے لیکن ہر جملہ خبریہ میں جملہ انشائیہ بھی پوشیدہ ہوتا ہے. This is a sentence which is just giving information. But in that, Hazrat writes that every sentence that gives information, it gives a command. There is actually a command also. Like for example, we tell the family or we tell our children or they tell us that it's namaz time. They have informed us it's namaz time. But in there is a command, we have to go for namaz now. Right? That, for example, a person tells, maut is coming. How much bayans we hear, preparation of maut. What does, it's not just information. It is a command, prepare for maut. Get ready for maut now. So there, so this also, it is that, these are very, very good company. The Anbiya, we can't have the Anbiya. The Siddiqeen, they are, we don't, it's not easy to recognize them. Shuhada have gone, Salihin, we all say, there is a pious person, this person is very pious. So who our heart says is a pious person, go and sit in the company. It isn't just information being given, it is a command that actually a person goes and sits there. یہ بابا فرید الدین اتار رحمت اللہ علیہ نے جو فرمایا تھا, great فرید الدین اتار رحمت اللہ علیہ was a great ولی and بزرگ of اللہ تعالی. In his poem he says, which حضرت refers to, اس شعر میں لفظ رفیق اسی آیت سے لیا ہے. That he, in his poem he said that you stay in the company, we make your رفیق those people who have got the love of اللہ تعالی. Then that is going to automatically rub off onto you. You'll also get the love of Allah Ta'ala. If you keep the company of a person who loves fishing, eventually you're going to become a fisherman. You stay in the company of a person who is a smoker, then it is greatly feared you're going to become a smoker. And we see that with the youth, it happens all the time. And even worse things happen, whose company a person stays in. If you stay in the company of the righteous, you will become righteous also. And further Hazrat says, Allah walo ke alfaz ilhami hote hai. The words of the of buzurgani deen, also Allah Ta'ala guides them. That rafiq he took from this ayat. وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. Though it is his own kalam, his own words, Fariduddin Attar. Badun Rafiq or Rehbar, the poem that he said, Fariduddin Attar Rahmatullah Ali, Badun Rafiq or Rehbar, jisne Haq Ta'ala ke raaste mein qadam rakha, tamam umar guzar gayi, magar ishq-e-haq ki haqeeqat se aagahi na hui. a person who wanted to find Allah Ta'ala, but without a guide, without this rafiq, this friend that will take you to Allah Ta'ala, he says that a person's whole life he spent looking for Allah, but he did not find Allah Ta'ala. So in other words, with the dua also, with the effort also, the company of those people who have found Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala also says in another ayat very clearly, that Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. You want Rahman, you want to be introduced, you want to know, you want to have connection, you want to be connected with Allah Ta'ala, then ask those people who have connection, who are informed about it, who have got the ma'rifat of Allah. And when you will have to ask them, actually it means not by phone, not by email, but you go personally. And in fact it is the company you get, then this will also rub off onto you. So may Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality, to get the company of those people who our heart tells. Look at our heart. Don't look at anything else, but our heart tells us this person is a righteous, pious person. He's got Allah, he's got the fikr of deen, love of deen, akhirat's fikr he's got. Stay in the company of such a person. And then inshallah Allah will also bring the same qualities into us. And many times also it happens in the classes also, and in tasawwuf and khanqa line also, many of the murids surpass the mashayikh also. They go far away ahead. Allah Hazrat mentioned some buzurgs, they even said that when I, for example, one buzurg, the name I don't remember, he said, when I come back from Hajj, I will may become bay'at to my murid. So such a position Allah had given him, that the shaykh says he has gone so high now that I will become a murid to him. So this is Allah blesses people with that. So we have to be on the line, and then who Allah takes to what level. And in the classroom, the studies, many, many students surpass their ustaz. And they have so much more knowledge than what their ustaz also. Allah gives to whom He wants to. May Allah be kind to us and bless us with all these great qualities. In this kitab of Hazrat Ma'arif-e Masnavi, we started on the discussion of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And the lesson that Hazrat is teaching with all the various forms, the sacrifices Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did, and what all the Sahaba and the whole galaxy of ulama to keep deen alive, to protect deen, and to bring it to us till today, what great sacrifices. Today we are not asked perhaps to give blood, we are not asked perhaps to even give sweat, but just our desires, etc. Our haram desires we are not prepared to give off. So many times what temptations come, and we find it very, very difficult to give up those temptations which come in front of us. So we should take a lesson of all these great people and how they sacrificed. Yeah, particularly about Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We heard of the instance many times how in the hot Arabian sun they should let him lie on the hot stone. How difficult it is. And then take hot stones and put it on top of him. But he should get great enjoyment in just saying Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. And many other Sahabas, what they went through, what difficulties. And in the history of Islam till today, all these people who ever stood up for the truth, they had to undergo these difficulties. So this is a lesson for us, and also we should think what the great rewards are in the akhirah. When a person reads of Jannat and what beautiful place, then a person, we shouldn't lose hope, but a person thinks, what did I? Jannat is for those people, those who sacrificed like that. Everything of theirs, their family, money wasn't a question, respect and honor wasn't anything. Their desires, Jannat is, what mouth am I asking for Jannat? One time, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, the Ahmed Barakatuhum, I told him that we were still very young and we used to go by him, that you taught us this dua. Oh Allah, bless us in akhirat with the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Today is the Sunnah Dua, and we should make it. And we hope from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah reward the ulama who made the translation, that to be with Nabi, they made the translation to be in the khidmat of Nabi alayhi salam. Not that we also now like equal and we also some big people there or something. No, that we will be serving Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma inni as'aluka imana la yirtad, wa na'ima la yanfad, wa murafaqata nabiyyina sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi a'la darajatil jannati jannatil khuld. We are asking that where Nabi alayhi, and if we see our amal and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's amal, and all the other people who sacrificed, so Haji Ahmad Dahmad Barakatum said, I feel shy to ask this. But then he said, but we should ask, sir. We are told, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told us, and we can never lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Nobody is going in Jannah with his amal or what anything. It's only by the mercy of Allah. So we have hope in our most merciful, most kind Allah. We have got hope. But when we look at ourselves, how must I even ask for this? So Allah Ta'ala grant us all in His mercy and kindness the highest stages of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and to be with Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, to be in His service there. So another poem, جب اس عاشق صادق نے محبوب کے خنجر کو اپنی طرف راغب دیکھا. When the true lover of Allah Ta'ala, and he saw the dagger in the hands of خنجر کو اپنی طرف, he saw the dagger coming to him to take his life, to take him to Allah. We are all so frightened for maut also. But it is only maut that can join us to Allah. And Allah challenges the Jews in the Quran Sharif, if you love Allah, then desire maut. Now check ourselves also. Who of us is really ready for maut now? Whether we have not prepared, or whether the love of dunya, our worry of our wife and children, our business, who really? But this is now the true lover, these people who are in that category. جب اس عاشق صادق نے محبوب کے خنجر کو اپنے طرف راغب دیکھا, he saw that his beloved took out his dagger and is coming, your beloved, which is now mort, which is now sacrifices, which is now giving up your desires, your temptations, تو اس وقت تہ خنجر رکھ دینا اپنے اوپر واجب سمجھا. Then the true lover, he said, now this is the time, I must present myself for my maut. So like that, the true lover of Allah Ta'ala, he looks forward to maut. One time, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali, can't remember where, but he said, maut, aja, tere aana, mehboob hai. Maut, come, your coming is beloved to me. I want to die. Allah give us that is there, so that we prepare for maut in this way. Next poem, Hazrat says, Narayanastana khushmi ayidam, taab jana chuni mi baayidam. Ey mehboob haqeeqi, O my beloved, true, my beloved Allah Ta'ala, aapki yaad mein nara hai ishq mujhe achhe maloom hote. In your love, O Allah, to say Allah, 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 to take the name of yours, O Allah, that this name of yours that connects me, the name is to connect to Allah Ta'ala, gives me so much enjoyment. Aur qiyamat tak ae mehboob, isi tarah mastane nare lagana chahta hoon. And till qiyamat, he says, not till my maut, till qiyamat, ya Allah, I just want to say these. But again, we see, if we say this, so it comes into us. We are far, far away, not even in the alif of it, not even in the a of it. Son. That when we make zikr, then we are sleeping. Our minds are gone off. Their mind is not there. But the true lovers, Maulana Abdul Aziz Saab of Peshawar, he used to come often to our country. Whenever he gets a chance, he says, come, let's we make zikr. All the time, whenever he just gets the chance, he says, come, we sit together and we make zikr. Where are we? Today, we just few friends get together, any occasion, social occasion. We don't take Allah, so we don't talk about deen. Our talks are about dunya, sports, politics, everything besides Allah Ta'ala. But to speak about deen, Allah make us maaf. We come Khanka also, program time, now we have to, it's spoken about. We go in Jamaat, Ta'aleem time, bayan time. But besides that, when we are on our own, are we talking about deen? Are we talking about any masala? We just read today, Qadi Sanaullah Panipati Rahmatullah Ali. Most probably it was him. Somebody asked him a masala about deen. He became so happy. He said, you're asking me about deen. Otherwise, everyone is only asking, talking about dunya and about things of dunya all the time. But the thing about deen is very, very little. We check ourselves. We phone one another. We speak to friends, family. How many of our phone calls we made a call just for deen's sake? Just to encourage on namaz, just to speak about deen. Let us speak about seerat of Nabi Ali Salah. We just came back from Medina Sharif, and everyone, when we say, oh, my heart is bleeding for Medina. But when you talk about Medina Sharif, then we don't want to talk about Medina Sharif. All these things. So this is a condition that Allah makes it, that it comes into our hearts, that we all get prepared and we have this deep, keen desire of deen and love of deen. And all the time, and keep in mind what these people made sacrifices for deen. They didn't only give their blood, they did not only give their sweat. Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba, when they made hijrat from your hometown where you were born and bred, they went to Medina Sharif. When the opportunity came that they could come back to Makkah, they said, no, for Allah's sake we went. And as we explained, heard Maulana Musa explain that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I made hijrat, but in order to come to Medina, I can't leave Medina Sharif now. I can't go anywhere else now. What condition and what? We also have to have that desire in us, build it in us. At least we come this little 1 hour or so, we hear about it. And then we talk about it, we hear about it, we become conscious there is something like this at least. And if Allah wishes the reality, if it comes to us, what to say? Whoever is blessed with this reality. But if we don't come, then where would this hour also be gone? What will we be involved in this hour also? Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness and accept us for His deen, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, the Isha Salat time will be changing during this week. So from next week, our masjid will commence at 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. And next week, inshallah, the Adhan will be at 8 o'clock and Jamaat Khatupat 8.